Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Rock on with your bad self. It's Friday, my dears. Welcome to your best day of the week, the weekly holiday that we all look forward to. Such fun.
What are you going to do with it?
I have all kinds of stuff going on today.
I bet you do. Let's hear it.
Well, I got a weird Pokemon thing going on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, we don't have to talk. No, we don't have to talk about that. That is, it's top of my, I'm actually going to meet someone who is a player in the game that I'm friend. You know, you have these friends that you, you know, do battles with and stuff.
So well, you do this. I know you do this with your sister.
Yes.
Okay, but you, so you meet, you can, this is like a social media thing too then.
It isn't, because you can't talk to the people. So you make these, it doesn't, you know, honestly, whatever. I got a Pokemon thing going on.
I'm meeting
some random dude at 2 p.m.
It's kind of
is
funny.
It? Are you sure?
I think it is.
John's like, you're crazy. You shouldn't do this.
Oh, meeting the person?
Yeah. Because you have because every avatar is 25 years old. And you can put, like, mine has gray hair. I put gray hair on it because I'm like,
on your avatar.
I'm not trying to, but I'm hot, you know? I'm just like a hot chick. Like, the only things you can really change are like hair color, skin tone. You can change your outfits, that kind of thing. But everybody has the same face.
Oh.
You know, so this dude who is, and he's local. Like, I know that because, like, you can look, you can, because sometimes you have to find friends and it helps to have friends because you can battle together. You invite people to these battles. It's very elaborate.
It's hard to rope those doggies, right? I mean, sometimes you need help.
You need help on some of the raid battles, right?
No,
so you're raiding. You got to need a raiding party.
Yes,
so
I understand.
I've got I have a local, I assume, man, person.
So this person and you have done battle
many
against
times.
The Pokemon many times.
Yes.
Well,
in
then
fact,
you're bonded
the point
by
where,
blood. I mean, honestly, you
I
are,
agree.
Well,
I agree with this.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, the person is somewhere between the age of 8 and 80. So, and I know that there's a wide breadth of people who play this. Like, for God's sake, I'm a 55-year-old, you know, woman, and I love this game. And then
bring a knife.
A few years ago when I started playing it, I actually ran into this,
just
like,
in cases,
I'm not
you know?
Kidding you, an eight-year-old boy, and we're sitting there and we're like trading Pokemon and. Like, it can be anyone. So John's like, Sarah, you're crazy. It's some nerd who's going to, like, try and follow you home. I go, don't worry, John. I'm going to be on my bike.
Oh, this so is after. So this you'll finish. We'll finish the show, and then you're going to get on your bike and bike to the location where you two will meet.
We've agreed to meet. And the way we did it was these secret messages through renaming the buddies that we walk with. It's a whole thing, right? Like, because there's no way to contact people. So I put the guy's name in my... I named my Pokemon that I walk with, who you can see in my profile picture. I named him this guy's name.
And then does he name
his
Pokemon
named
his, what?
He named it. Yeah, there's so much to this, right? Like, we're best friends now in the game. We've played enough times together that we've attained that status. And once you attain that status, you sometimes get this thing called a lucky trade, where if you meet up with the person in person, you can trade, and lucky trades are higher. They
have higher
ratings.
We're talking about Pokemon.
We're talking about Pokemon. So I need to meet with him because we have this lucky trade. But unless we're in the same, you have to be together to do these trades. So
I like
it today. I have to admit, I like it too. I'm nervous though. John's making me nervous about
meeting
this guy. I'm like, he's a 10-year-old, John.
Yeah, I'm worried about you too.
I don't think you should
be worried. Come on, Brian. It's a guy who plays Pokemon all the time. What could go wrong?
Ding, ding. Ding. That's it. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
He can't follow me. I'm on my bike. I'm so slick.
You are fast.
I know.
Make sure it's charged. Are you charging it right now?
Fully charged. It's charged. It's on the charger. It's all set.
I swear I see people on
e-bikes. Vinny, I appreciate your backup on this.
And I am like, that person's on a motorcycle. That's not an call it an e-bike if you want. They're zinging through traffic at full speed.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It actually scares me. The other day I was walking through poking, as we call it, walking through a parking lot. And
poking?
I just call it poking. Yeah, I'm going to go poke.
Okay.
I'm going to go poke.
Got it.
So I'm walking through this parking lot, and there's these speed bumps in this parking lot. And the kids in Mill Valley, every single dingle one of them, or I should say every other one of them, has one of these
e-bikes. Right.
And they've got the Scorpion ones, you know, with the long seat so you can fit somebody on there. And they'll have two or, you know, themselves, one or two other people on there. And if you're lucky, one of them is wearing a helmet, right? So these kids... 5 or 6 bikes, each with multiple people on them. And these are all 12-year-olds. They come tearing through the parking lot, trying to do jumps over the speed bumps. And on the back of every single one of them is a kid with no helmet, who is too cool to put his arms around the person in front of him.
Oh.
I mean, it is, I'm just, all I can picture is having to save, you know, call 911 because some kid's got a head injury.
Riding on the back is a thing. You have to learn how to do that. Bryn probably knows this. If you ride someone on a motorcycle, which is similar, and they won't lean into the turn with you, they could crash you.
Yep.
Like, if they're leaning out of the turn, and you have to actually yell at them, no, you're going to get us killed. You have to lean in with me.
And a lot of times, on a motorcycle, there's an actual seat for the second person. Like, it's another, you know, there's a place for them and pegs for them to put their feet on.
And a strap for their hands.
And they're holding on. Right. There's things to hold on to, including the person in front. And these are kids who are barely on the back of the seat, holding on behind them to the little bar that holds the seat up. I mean, it's seriously... I'm very concerned for these.
But
kids.
You jump that thing right there with them, right? You get in line and take
your
turn.
I'm just walking.
What?
So they're tearing through the parking lot, heading through to get out to the street.
Terrible.
No, so I go, I'm all, you know, to one of the, I'm just like freaking out. I'm like, real smart, really smart. And the kid goes, I know, thank you. And he's like this little blonde kid. And all I can picture is that's Henderman. Or that's the guy that I'm,
oh,
that I'm
Jesus,
looking for.
You just
I know. I just said his name. Whatever. No. Who cares? I don't care. Yeah. I won't say it again. So I'm like, that's the kid I'm going to run to. Because I see this kid. This kid knows knows me that I'm this, you know, get off my lawn old lady, you know, real smart kids. And we see each other on bikes sometimes. And I'm all, hi. And he's all, hi. So we're, you know, we have a very contentious relationship.
I am just
like 100% sure that that's the kid I'm going to run into today.
Oh, it's such an exciting moment for all of us.
I'll go, oh, you're that jerk. Let's trade. Let's get this lucky trade out of the way.
Don't be like that. You guys, you know what? You'll end up going, we both love e-bikes. We both love Pokemon. And we're both sassy as hell. We're a perfect fit.
Yeah. I'm just not going to give any kids head injuries. That's the difference between me and this kid.
You know, it's fine because you're a mom to be worried. But really, what you should have done is what I was saying, which is show them how it's done, Ma. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't on my bike, unfortunately, or I would have gone after them. You know,
like,
me.
Get them to lay down and jump them. That's what you do. You go, you guys are doing it wrong. Here's what you do.
Yeah,
put your bikes down. Put your face right here.
Don't worry. You know how good these bikes are. So that's one thing I got going on. Then today at 5 o'clock, we haven't done it in months. We're doing a happy hour, so you can find us on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and on the Alice Facebook page.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, and then on the Alice 973 Instagram.
That's right.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry. It's on Random Hookups on YouTube.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we have so many different
platforms.
Look
how long it's been. We'll tell you how to get there. Don't worry. So, but 5 o'clock. I think V Hale wanted to join us, so she's going to be in. It's 5 o'clock. We'll all start the weekend together. It'll be super fun. And Bryn has Easter Sunday
a VIP screening tomorrow. So come hang out with me. You know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It supports a lot of good causes.
Right.
It's sponsored by this thing called Gold House. And they, you know that Crazy Rich Asians movie?
Yes.
They were responsible for, like, they buy out theaters just to kind of show, they want the Asian face on the screen because there's not that much of that.
Right.
So they do a lot of that because they're trying to, you know, raise.
And some of these screenings are benefits for anti-Asian hate.
A lot of it
groups.
Is. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. A lot of good causes.
And then when the happy hour is done, we're gonna hook up with another couple, not for the swingers club, but for the cards club that we have. So we play cards with these guys pretty often, and we got to finish. So we got a game that's
what a all, full day.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be amazing. And then I got the rest of the weekend off. I got nothing.
Well, I
so
can't.
Excited.
I expect. Will you do a live? Will you go live when you meet?
No.
Blenderman.
Henderson.
Let's go Blenderman. Let's go Blenderman. I like Blenderman.
Yeah. Will you go live with that? I mean, maybe that's
I'm
one
not,
way
I'm,
to stay safe. You can
gonna,
be live. You can be like, we're live on Instagram. So if you were thinking about stabbing me, don't, because you'll be caught.
Yeah, immediately. You can stab me later, and you'll be in the clear. But if you stab me now, you're screwed, buddy.
Listen, I just want to say something real quick. Okay. I didn't want to mess up your story. While I can, and I even just said this yesterday, while on Instagram, on social media, you see these wild, flowery posts.
Yes.
About how cosmically meant to be you and this person are, and
yes.
I'm cynical of that crap, I admit, but in general I think people are good. I think you're gonna meet this person and you're gonna be like, man, we're thick as thieves in 2 minutes because we love this game. We're not ashamed of it.
I feel that way too.
It's gonna be all good, and then I'll get on with my day and I'll have my lucky thingy.
Trade.
And then
hopefully he's got a cotton knee he can trade me. I need one of those.
There you go. And then when you next see him on the game, you'll be like, there's Blenderman. Awesome. Yep. High five,
hey,
dude. Let's go kill some crap.
Let's go kill some crap, Blenderman.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love because I always invite him to raids, and then he pops onto my screen. I'm like, Blenderman. Yeah. Always coming through for me in the clutch. Yeah. I love this guy. And
it's gonna
I hope
go great.
You know, it's silly. And John goes, why would you invite this into your life? I'm like, he's already in my life. Yeah. I play with him every day. Well, why can't I know his
I story? Told you the other day, this was probably 2 weeks ago, so, you know, everything's the other day.
One of the other days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd been surfing with this guy for like 3 years. I see him in the water all the time. We're friends. We're friendly.
You're
I don't know his name.
Via
he didn't know
the,
my
right.
name. But we saw each other all the time, and I was always excited to see him, and we'd chat, and we'd surf, and we'd share waves, and meet back up out there, and
just
talk
a little
for
bro
a
hang, right?
It's just all good. There's nothing bad about that.
No, I'm 100% with you. You know, it got me to thinking about how radio used to be so anonymous. Like, I remember listening to Charles Lacordaire do his morning show in Boston.
Ding, ding, shame.
Ding, ding, shame. And that was where my first internship was. And, you know, you have a picture of what this person looks like in your head. And there was no way. Like, I could have gone to the library and looked at newspaper on microfiche and maybe found a picture. You know what I mean? There was zero way, unless you went to some promotion they were doing.
An appearance would be the only way.
The only way. And, you know, appearances, like what, a 0.0001% of your audience will ever come out to an appearance. That is actually a legitimate number.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one other thing, though, that used to happen that doesn't happen anymore is radio actually believed in advertising.
Yes.
As in, not advertising on its own station, but I mean, like, going to... So morning shows did have television commercials. We had those.
Yep.
Yeah, we had billboards. So some people would see you through those types
of things.
Some
people would.
But it's not, now it's universally.
No one is anonymous anymore.
Right.
It's almost like they'll notice you if you don't have social media. Like, what's going on with this person? What are they trying to hide? You know, mm-hmm. they'll find you through someone else's thing. So it's funny how, you know, you're pretty anonymous in the Pokemon world. I have tons of friends on there, like from, you know, all over the world, because you just find trainer codes to pop in to get these friends, because sometimes you're even required to satisfy a
Boy,
challenge.
That game really makes things tough.
Well, it's sort of fun, because then, you know, you go on a raid in Finland. I'm like, well, I was in Finland today and Belgium and Taiwan. And those, I have friends in all those places. So, but it's just, you are anonymous. Like, you are who you create as your avatar. Like, I actually think I am that girl. She is so hot.
Oh,
even with
wow.
her shiny gray hair, you know, silvery gray.
Oh,
so it's weird to meet someone who's, it is going to be weird to meet this guy.
I like it. I'm
Blenderman.
Excited about this.
I like it
really
too.
Good.
I've come
mm-hmm.
around. I realize.
You have you?
Yeah, well, Pokemon.
Because you very much were not into this at first.
You know, I was thinking like Call of Duty. You know, you have a lot of friends, and a lot of those guys on that game, they're rotten.
Yeah.
And they're kids that are just like.
Rotten kids are who's on those games.
But I think, you know, Pokemon, it can't be that bad. I mean, you're
right.
Pokemoning.
So what do I hope? Do I hope this is a kid, or do
it
I?
It doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't matter.
It's right? You both have a shared joy for the game of Pokemon. The end.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if he doesn't like lobster rolls, because you're never going to go eat those with him.
Unless we really hit it off, and then I'll be
super disappointed. If there's more in common than what you've already got, I mean, if he comes walking up with a Sox hat on, you'll be like,
sure. Or a guitar slung around him. You
right.
know? Maybe
right.
John's in trouble. Maybe I just found my new match.
Yeah, what if he strums the first chord and you're like, you give love a bad name. And all of a sudden,
baby, you give love a bad name.
Oh, God, I hope he's a Bon Jovi guy. That'd be incredible.
Oh, my God, that would be, I'd be like, we've got Bon Jovi covered at my house already, so I'm going to see what I got, but,
oh.
You know. Yeah. John knows all the Bon Jovi songs that I want to sing.
Oh.
Why bother learning one that I don't want to sing?
Sorry, Blenderman.
But you're going to have to come up with some new songs that John doesn't have covered. Anyway, that's what I'm doing today. I'm nervous and excited.
It's incredible.
And also a little bit over it, too. Like,
no, you're
you know,
not.
No, you're not.
A little bit,
not.
Because
you're
John is really... No, John. Luckily, John's golfing, so he can't stop me. You know,
how
can't
often
like
is he golfing now? Like daily?
Mill Valley? No. Every Friday.
Oh.
And sometimes he'll get a quick nine in on Sunday or something.
Oh.
But he's got this group of friends. A lot of their teachers, and they're off in the summer, so they go and have. He goes over to Tilden Park, up in the Oakland Hills, Berkeley Hills, I guess.
I think
so.
I've
he's
up
he'll
there.
Be. What's that?
I think I've played up there.
Probably, right? He loves that course.
I used to get around. I don't anymore. But there was a time when I would go
get
golf
around.
All over the place.
Yeah, you should come up and golf. I think Bryn wants to golf with him. I was telling mm-hmm. him that you want to golf with him, Bryn.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I just bought a bunch of stuff. It's coming soon.
What do you mean you bought a bunch of stuff? You bought a set of clubs online or something?
Yeah, bought a set of clubs online.
What are you doing? You got to get those get those sized. You can't
just buy them online.
No, I looked it up. I looked up what my height
up.
And my...
No,
my...
you need to go feel them. You need to go and
okay, then... fine. If they're not great, I'll return them. What's the problem?
The problem is...
They're a beginner set. I'm a beginner. I'm not tripping too hard.
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Would you pay for that set? Does it come with a bag?
I read the reviews.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them are my height, and you know, I've measured my arm length.
Oh,
there's a whole thing to it. Right. So I mean, I don't know. Are they
a reputable brand at all?
Yeah,
I mean, do you
it's
know
Wilson.
Wilson's no good.
Oh God, really?
No, they're fine.
Either way,
they're
I'm just,
fine.
Like,
don't listen to him.
I'm just trying to learn, and it's a beginner.
It wouldn't have mattered what you said. I was gonna say that.
Terrible. Oh, big mistake, buddy.
It's Givenchy.
It's Givenchy golf clubs, huh? Yeah, we're okay. That sounds good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff. I even bought like a putting, one of those greens. so I can go like putt in the house.
Okay.
So I want to be able to like hang with John and keep up.
Just take those clubs to the range after the show regularly for a couple weeks. Yeah. You'll be good.
But have someone help you with, you know, taking a lesson, not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, they'll immediately go, I'm seeing some problem areas.
I'm going to start with YouTube in my backyard a lot.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to give you your first tip.
Okay.
Every person you golf with is going to have a new tip for you, and they are going to screw your head up so bad. Put earplugs in. And tell them to STFU.
I'm very conflicted now.
I'm telling you,
it's
every
true.
Person's
Everybody
gonna
has
go,
a tip.
Oh, you know what? You got to keep your head down. Oh, you know what? You got to tape the club face and just take it out. By the time they're done talking to you, you won't be able to bring the club back. I don't even know.
100% true. Yeah, it really is. Everybody's got that piece of advice. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to stick your butt out a little bit further. Oh, right. You know, the way you've got your knees a little too deep. Mm. Yeah, then you're just like so self-conscious because you know everyone's watching you as you do your wind-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
You're going to have some fun. It's you fun. It's a fun
you might
thing.
Get broken
You'll actually
by this.
Really like it.
To me, it's super simple. Ball in the hole. As long as you can hit the ball.
Well, I mean, it's deceptively simple. It's
I true. Tried yeah, one the other day and I hit
the That's a small ball, a ball in a small hole really, yeah. really far away. Yeah. And then you got to do it 17 more times.
Yeah. It's exhausting. Weirdly, it's like 9 holes is all I can really do. And I haven't played in years. Yeah. I need to get back. John's playing all the time now.
The world needs Pokemon hunters, too.
But. You know, that is true, Vinny. I mean, I really do feel like I'm doing the world a service. You guys don't even realize that just, you know.
Between you and Blenderman, the
overlay.
Bay Area would be bleeped without you.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go meet my partner in crime.
Blenderman!
I can't believe you said the kid's name.
I can't either. Maybe it's not really his name.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Who knows? Who cares?
Screen
fine.
Name doesn't matter.
Oh, really? You think a kid is curious? Like,
or a totally grown man. Yeah. Or a girl dressed as a boy. We don't know.
You're right.
I don't think there's any options for like androgyny on there. You can be a boy or a girl. Pick your skin color. Pick your hair color. Pick your eye color. Pick your clothes. Done. You look like everybody else. Anyway.
This is going to be great. Oh. We got to start, though.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Osmore Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.